defeated. So, in our account today, Anna's house was full of people who wanted to hear this man, Jesus. Some religious men wanted to see and hear for themselves who this Jesus was. Yes, they were curious to see if it was the Messiah they were hoping for. And they were also a little bit worried that the people might turn to him rather than to them to have their sins forgiven. I think we can imagine the atmosphere was electric as Jesus started to teach about the kingdom of God coming close at hand. We then have the friends of the paralyzed man who try to get him to Jesus. These friends will almost stop at nothing to help this man meet Jesus. Now, there is no doubt there was going to be a lot of mess. Believe me, I spent many years working on building sites, and I know how messy it would have been to put a hole in the roof and lower the man down to Jesus. Very, very messy. So the man is lowered down to Jesus. Now, for most of us, we think the man's greatest need was his mobility and his ability to get up and walk. But no, Jesus knows what this man really needs, and that is to have his sins forgiven. Jesus does not even ask him what he needs. Jesus knows. In fact, Jesus knows exactly what each and every one of us here today knows in our lives. He knows every need that we have. This man needs to get connected to God. He needs to know his sins are forgiven and that he is loved and cherished by God. That is what each human being needs to know, that the things that separate us from God, God's love, can be removed when we have our sins forgiven. Now, in our sketch, Anna's father gets rather uptight and he says, "Wait a minute, only God can take away someone's sins. Who do you think you are?" But Jesus does not get into a theological debate. He simply says, "Which is easier, to forgive a lame man's sins or to make him walk?" For humanity, both of these things are impossible, but not for God. In Luke's gospel, Jesus says, "But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." The Son of Man phrase comes from chapter 7 in the Old Testament book of Daniel. Now, according to Tom Wright, this phrase could simply mean a human being, but the way Daniel 7 was read by many Jews in Jesus' day, this figure was much more had a much more specific meaning. This would be the Messiah, God would set up his kingdom at last after Israel's long suffering. Again, Jesus does not explain any more. He just simply demonstrates he has the power, and he says to the paralyzed man, "To show you that God has given me the power to fix what is wrong in this man's heart, I shall fix what is wrong with his legs. Stand up. You can do it." The man stands and picks up his mat and he goes home praising God, and all the people cheer and celebrate. Should we do that again? Should we cheer and celebrate? 1, 2, 3. Yay! Now that same power is here today. God can forgive our sins, and he can heal our hearts, minds, and our bodies. After the service, if you need healing in your heart, mind, or body, our prayer ministry team will be here to pray for you. How can we be like the friends of the paralyzed man? How can we help others come closer to Jesus? These friends were willing to do almost anything to get their friend in front of Jesus. What are the things that we allow to get in the way of helping others come face to face with Jesus? In our account today, we see that Jesus is the only person who can forgive a man's sin. He is also the only person who can command him to get off his mat and walk. This is because Jesus is the long-awaited Son of Man for the Jews, and he is also the Son of God, the Savior of the world for us today. Amen.